So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Lisa, you ready?
Almost.
Well, hurry up. It's 8 o'clock. Mort's plane gets in an hour.
Well, which one of these should I wear?
I thought you were dressed.
By the underneath it's done. My hair is finished and my face is finished. Now, if you'll just tell me which one of these should I wear...
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. I want to make a good compression on your friend.
Lisa, you'll make a good compression with either one. Mort is not interested.
Are you the manager of this establishment?
What?
I got a complaint. I've been sitting in there at the table for 15 minutes... waiting for somebody to take my breakfast order.
Look, you'll have to make your own breakfast this morning. We have to leave for the airport.
Which one of these dresses do you think Mr. Douglas's friend would like the best?
Well, knowing Mort, I'd say the blue one.
You don't know Mort.
Well, then, not knowing Mort, I'd say the red one.
I think he's right with the not knowing.
Of course, if I was a famous magazine writer like him, I'd like to be met in your black dress.
Eb, why don't...
He's right. I'm going to wear my black dress.
Fine.
But first I have to go and press it.
Yes, but please hurry.
Mr. Douglas, what magazine does this what's his name write for again?
Warner.
I never heard of Warner magazine.
His name is Warner. The magazine is called Newsworthy.
Lisa, you ready yet?
Say, do you think Mr. Warner would be interested in reading some of the articles I wrote for our high school magazine, The Hooterville Hijinks?
Eb, the man is coming here for a few days to visit with us. Now, I don't want you pestering him.
You mean you want me to hide my talent under a bushel basket?
I'd be eternally grateful if you would. Lisa!
Already. How do I look?
Fine.
That ain't the black dress I meant. I meant the one with the tassels on the...
Goodbye, Eb! Well, that's it, Mort.
This is what?
Our house.
Oh, Oliver, I didn't know things were going so bad for you.
Oh, no, no. The house just looks that way because...
That's the way it is.
Oh, it just needs a little work, that's all. A little work. All righty. Can I help you? This place has a very interesting historical background. This dates back to the Civil War.
Oh.
They fought three of the biggest battles right in the middle of our living room.
It's rustic, but it's comfortable. All right, right in. Huh? What do you think?
Yes, well, which battles?
It needs a little work. You know, I haven't had time to get around to it.
But... Would you like to have some coffee? I have some on the stove.
Oh, yes, I'd love some. Thank you. Oliver, you're right. She's simply beautiful, but how did you ever get off of the hook with Rachel?
Who's Rachel?
She's a girl Mort knew when we went to Harvard.
Then how come that you got off the hook with her?
How about the coffee?
How about Rachel?
The coffee!
Rachel?
Lisa! Well, it's been a long time since we've...
Won't you sit down, Mr. Warner?
Oh, I wish you'd call me Mort.
Is that all right with you, Mr. Douglas?
You can call me Oliver.
Not until I hear more about Rachel.
The coffee?
It's hotting up.
You know, Mort, I've read some of your stories in Newsworthy magazine, and you've covered some pretty exciting events. The riots at Berkeley, the conventions.
Rachel. Did she have a last name?
Flingelhoofen.
Well, for the last 6 months, I've covered the war in the Far East, you know.
Rachel Flingelhoofen. You made that name up.
How could I make up a name like Rachel?
And like I wrote you, my nerves are a little jittery from all that violence, so that's why I asked if I could stay here for a few days.
Well, this is a place to find peace and contentment.
Well, it's certainly going to be a relaxation to be around people who are normal and still have some semblance of...
You were saying?
Saying. Oh, yes.
Would you like to have some cream?
Please.
You make the cream to match the coffee.
Yes, Mort, you'll find Hooterville is the ideal place to relax.
Mr. Douglas! Mr. Douglas!
Ev, do you have to...
We got trouble. Trouble in River City. Big trouble. Hello there.
Oh, hello.
This is our Ev. Ev, this is Mr. Warner.
Is this Mr. Warner, the famous news correspondent?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not really famous.
Mr. Douglas said you were, but then he don't always know what he's talking about.
Ev, did you want something?
The tractor won't start.
What's wrong with it?
I think it has heartburn.
Heartburn?
I told you not to put high-test gas in it.
We always...
It runs much better on vodka.
Ev, will...
So do you.
Will you excuse me, Mort? I better see what's wrong with the tractor. We've got to plow 20 acres today.
Look, do you mind if I come along?
Well, what about your coffee?
Could you save it for me?
Oh, why not? I've been saving it for a week. A few more moments isn't going to hurt.
Crank it.
Yes, sir. Wait a minute. Is this supposed to be attached to something?
Yes, sir. The lightning rod. But we lost that.
That's supposed to be attached to the battery.
Well, where is the battery?
Right here. No, this is for the headlights.
Just ground the wire on the motor anywhere.
That's okay?
That's okay. Now, all right, Eb. Okay. Crank it.
This ain't gonna do it. You have to hold the... Who are you?
I'm the famous magazine writer.
Oh, I heard you guys would do anything for a laugh. Oh,
Mort, Mort. I'm sorry. There must be a leak in the oil line here. Come on into the house, and I'll help you clean up.
I would like to take a shower.
Yeah, fine. You can change in our room.
This way. Come in. Hey, get out of here. Shoo! Shoo! Beat it! Beat it! No, I didn't say eat it. Beat it! Oliver! 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 Oliver!
What's the matter?
What's the matter? This pig came in and...
That's Arnold. Arnold comes over every day. He likes to watch Walter Cronkite in color.
Cronkite in color?
Yes, his father, Mr. Ziffel, only has a black and white set at home.
You mean there's an older pig who owns a black and white TV set?
No, no, no. His father isn't an older pig. He's an older man. Arnold is the Ziffers' only child.
Only child?
Well, they had a daughter, but she ran away with another goat.
Another goat?
Yes. How do you like Hootersville so far?
Well, it's very,
Who knocked the door down?
The pig.
Well, I don't want him in here. Now, go on home. Go on home.
Oh, now you made Arnold mad. He didn't even say goodbye.
Fine. Are you ready for your shower?
Yeah, a nice cold one.
Come on, I'll show you where to go. There you are.
You mean outside?
Oh, it's a great feeling, taking a shower out of doors.
Are you ready for your shower instructions?
Instructions?
Yes, you see, this shower is connected to this hose, and the hose is connected to the kitchen sink. Now, when you're ready to take your shower, you yell on, and I turn the water on. And when you're through with your shower, you yell off, and I turn it off. Now, can you remember that?
I think so.
If you're ready, the shower queen will be at the controls.
Just remember, on and off.
On and off.
Right?
Ah, you know how to work that thing?
Yes, I...
When you're ready, just yell. Turn it on! Did you ever take a shower before? You're supposed to take your robe off first.
Howdy.
Howdy.
My name is Fred Ziffel. Have you seen Arnold?
Oh, you mean...
He wouldn't be in there with you, would he? You know, he loves to take showers with strangers. Say, that's a funny place for a tattoo.
That is not a tattoo. It's a birthmark.
Well, how about that? My wife, Doris, has got one in the same place.
Oh, really?
Oh, she'd be any kin to you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, if you see Arnold, send him on home.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hello.
Are you ready for the off yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to...
Say, is that a birthmark?
Where?
On the back of your neck.
No, that's just a mole.
Oh. When you're ready, just yell the magic word.
I will. Thank you.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
No, I'm not Mr. Douglas.
Oh, well, I never saw you with your clothes off.
Look, mister.
Kimball. Hank Kimball. I'm a county agent. I'm with the United States Department of, what did you say your name was?
Warner.
Pleased to meet you. As I was saying, I'm with the United States Department of Warner. Well, no, it's not the Department of Warner. It's the Department of,
Agriculture?
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Agriculture.
Warner. Mort Warner.
Say, would you like to do some quail shooting? I saw some over at, Mort Warner. Say, that's a familiar name.
Well, I write for Newsworthy Magazine.
Yeah, so do I, but they never send it to me. Well, it's been nice. Say, you know how to work that shower, don't you?
When you're finished, you just yell, turn it off!
Well, goodbye.
On! On!
You'll never be able to dry yourself with a wet towel.
Did you enjoy your shower?
Well, it was very social.
I'm going to take Mort out to show him a cornfield.
Oh, that's nice. A good laugh will do him good.
I'll see you later, Rachel.
Is it a great day?
Oh, yeah, it sure is. Oliver, would you mind if I skipped the cornfield tour and just took a little walk into town?
Hey, why don't you take my car? Yeah, drive around, see the countryside.
Oh, that'd be great.
Here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Oliver.
Take your time. Enjoy yourself. Relax.
Oh, no.
May I be of service?
You certainly can. I have a flat. Could you change the tire?
No problem at all. Oh, may I see your auto club membership card?
Well, I don't have any.
You don't have a membership card?
No.
Well, let's see now. The fee for tire changing for a non-member is $45.
Well, isn't that a little steep?
Well, of course, if you was a member, it wouldn't cost you nothing.
Well, what does it cost to join?
$5.
Well, then I'll join.
That's right. Thank you. Now, we'll have to fill out an application before I can issue you a membership card. Your name?
Mort Warner.
Address?
Well, I live in New York. It's,
Your height?
5'11 3/8".
Do you have any identifying marks?
Well, I have a birthmark.
May I see it, please?
No, it's on my,
Oh, you must be related to Doris Zippel.
No. Look, why do I have to answer all these questions?
Well, we have to be careful about who we take into the club. Now, I'll have your application processed in a moment by our mobile computerator. Congratulations. You have been computer rated A-OK. Your membership card.
Well, thank you.
That'll be $5.
I just gave you $5.
Oh, how forgetful of me.
Now, you mind changing the tire?
First, I have to swear you in. When you raise your right hand and repeat the Haney Automobile Club oath after me.
Will you just change the tire?
Oh, yes, sir. May I see your membership card?
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry, this card has expired.
What? You just issued it to me.
Well, you'll have to take that up with the head office.
Well, where's that?
Salmon Creek, Alaska.
Look, I gave you $5. Now, I'll give you another $5 if you'll just change the tire.
Yes, sir. Do you have a jack?
I don't know. The trunk is locked and the key broke off.
Then, for all practical purposes, you don't have a jack.
No.
Would you care to join the Jack of the Month Club?
I've been all around the world, but I've never met a hustler like you. Now, go away. I don't need your help.
Oh, I almost forgot. You owe me $10.
For what?
The roadside consultation.
Beat it! Beat it!
Tell Mr. Drucker to give you one of those 50-pound sacks of hotcakes flour for Mr. Warner's breakfast while he's here.
You're really ramming it to him, ain't you?
And now you drive carefully.
Yes.
Mrs. Douglas!
What's the matter?
The car's not here. Did Mr. Douglas take it?
No, he went out with his friend to the cornfield.
Holy smoke, somebody swiped it. I'd better call the sheriff.
Howdy.
Oh, hello, Sheriff.
Would you mind telling me what you're trying to do, son?
Get the trunk open.
This your car?
No.
Well, may I see your driver's license, please?
Oh, yes. I left it back at the...
You got any identification?
Well, I have a birthmark on my,
Oh, now that cuts it. A low-down car thief trying to pass himself off as a kinfolk of a nice woman like Doris Zippel.
I am not trying... What do you mean, car thief?
Don't you raise your voice to the law, son. This car was reported stolen from the Douglas farm.
Mr. Douglas lent it to me.
Of course he did. Hold out your hands, boy.
But, Sheriff...
Let's have no violence.
Lisa, this is Mort.
Mort who?
Mort Warner.
He's out in the cornfield with my husband. I'll call him for you.
No. No, I'm not out in the cornfield. I'm here.
Where?
In jail.
Oh, are you having a good time?
No, I've been arrested for stealing your car.
Oh, you're the one who swiped it.
Swiped what?
Mort is in jail for stealing our car.
He didn't steal it.
Ebb said he did.
I don't care what Ebb said. He didn't steal it. I loaned it to him. Now tell that blubber-brained sheriff to let him go.
Mort, can I talk to the sheriff, please?
Just a second. Mrs. Douglas wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Is this the blubber-brained sheriff?
I beg your pardon, ma'am.
Mr. Warner didn't steal the car. My husband lent it to him. You can let him go.
Yes, ma'am.
What's the matter? What happened?
Oh, looks like there's been a little mistake, son. No hard feelings.
No, no hard feelings. Oh, here, would you mind taking these off?
Oh, glad to. Law's only human, son. We win a few and lose a few. I'd say our average is about 50%, which is doggone it.
What's the matter?
Deputy must have taken a handcuff keys with him.
Well, where is he?
Salmon Creek, Alaska. He's gone up to the head office of the Auto Club to give a safety lecture.
Look, you just got here this morning. Why do you want to leave?
I'm used to more excitement. This peace and quiet is killing me.
Would you hold still, please? There we are.
What's that?
Your wristwatch.
Oh, for the love of...
Would you like to have some more coffee?
No! Thanks. Sawing ain't gonna work. Maybe if we soaked his wrist... Would you like to come out to the shower and...
No!
Well, maybe I could take them off.
How?
Like they do in the movies.
That old bromide, that's never going to...
May I have the other hand, please?
Hello there.
Mr. Kimball, where...
Mr. Douglas, I've been looking for quail all day, and I finally spotted some in your cornfield. Mind if I foodish you?
No, go right ahead, Footishoe.
Would you like to join me?
No, we're having a meeting here.
Well, how about you, Mr. Agriculture? Would you, say... It certainly is an interesting-looking wristwatch. How does it work?
Mr. Kimball, if you don't mind, we're busy.
Oh, yeah. I can see you're all tied up.
Oh, there you are. Now you can go to the barn dance tonight.
No, I'm afraid not. I'll be leaving on the first plane.
Oh, Mort, if you'll just...
Does it mind if I call the airport?
Oh, Mort, that...
Hello.
No, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I didn't think it would.
No, we have another phone. I'll show you where it is.
You mean up there?
Yeah, when they put in the phone, they ran short of wire and...
Yes, I understand. What was that?
Oh, that's Kimball, fooding a shoe quail.
What's the number?
Just tell the operator you want the airport.
Hello.
Doggone it. I think I finally got something.
You mean I have to lie here on my stomach for a whole week?
The doctor didn't get all the buckshot out yet.
He said you still have a few left in your burst mark.
There goes my relationship with Doris Ziffel.
Mort, you might as well relax. Take a nap. We'll keep everything quiet, make sure nobody bothers you.
I'd appreciate that.
Feeling better. He turned on the TV.
Oh.
this has been a Filmways presentation, darling.